This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Pulitzer's first exhibition since its reopening ends this week. One of the three artists featured is Fred Sandbeck, whose yarn sculpture appears in one of the building's new galleries. The piece is consistently changing. The Pulitzer staff rearranges the sculpture each week according to the sculptor's designs. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold met curator Tamara Schenkenberg at the museum to discuss Sandbeck's St. Louis history and turning craft materials into high art.
Can you describe what we're looking at?
We are looking at a sculpture series called Untitled 64 three-part pieces. And the reason why it's a series is because there's 64 sculptures within this body of work, and only one can be shown at a time. And a single sculpture is comprised of three lines of yarn that are stretched individually across three adjacent galleries.
Sandbeck actually has a kind of longer history here in St. Louis. Can you tell me a little about that?
The first time Sandbeck's work was shown here was in 1969, and it was in this groundbreaking exhibition called Here and Now at the Washington University Gallery of Art, which is now the Kemper. And the exhibition featured work by up-and-coming artists at the time who are household names today, such as Richard Serra and Bruce Nauman.
You said the exhibition in 1969 was groundbreaking. Why was it groundbreaking for Sandbeck in particular?
It was just at the time when he's trying to define his practice as a sculptor and trying to figure out the materials that he's working with, because what he wanted to achieve was sculpture that had no interior mass. So for him, it boiled down to stretching a line between two points. It first started with metal rods, but metal is very heavy, so it sagged. Eventually, around 1973, 1975, he came up with the idea to use yarn, which became his signature material.
With something like the Sandbeck yarn pieces, where do you go get the supplies?
Sandbeck himself is actually very particular. Yarn, however, is for Sandbeck a non-precious material, and therefore you get it at any supply store, like Joann Fabrics, for example. And that's very intentional because he had this ardent belief that art should not be separated from the space of everyday life, and therefore yarn is just something that you can get at your corner store and stretch according to his specifications in order to make a sculpture.
And so you were telling me earlier a surprising thing that people discussed about Sandbeck.
It was the fact that his work is almost immaterial because it consists only of a few lines of yarn, yet the man himself apparently was very tall and imposing. So there's this disconnect between his barely there sculpture and his physicality.
So break it down for us. What's the kind of major impact this type of work has had on art as a whole?
It asks a question of what a sculpture can be, and whether a sculpture can be as simple as a line of yarn stretched across the space. What Sandbeck tries to do is to create an invitation for visitors to walk across and enter into his work. So for example, here at the Pulitzer, the lines that are stretched 5 feet up actually are invitations for you to duck under and cross to the other space that is traditionally reserved just for art. And so it's that breaking down of boundaries between art and life that I think is one of Sandbeck's greatest contribution.
When I was here earlier, I saw like a group of kids hopping back and forth over one of the down lines and thought that that was a pretty cool thing.
And so Sandbeck would have loved that because, again, he had this ardent belief in what he called a pedestrian space, which said that art should be rooted in the space of everyday life. So children engaging and skipping over his lines would have been something I think he would have embraced.